The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. This is Monday's edition of the podcast that you are listening to. My name is Sam Norris and I'll be joined on today's podcast by Mick Norton to look ahead to some of Monday's action from Ayr. There's also racing from Lingfield, Uttoxeter, Windsor and the start of the Galway Festival. First up, Mick, how are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you, Sam.
Good stuff. Yeah, it's been a good weekend's racing. Obviously, we had the King George on Saturday. And another very impressive run from Togruta, who extends her unbeaten run after clinching the Oaks. What did you make of that race?
Yeah, she's the real deal, isn't she? We're very impressed with her in the Oaks, the way she did it. She was just in a different league to her rivals. And it was a bold move by Sheikh Hamdan to decide to take on the Colts and the Elders in the King George. And I'm delighted that it's paid off for her. And another great tribute to her sire, See the Stars, who is getting stock as good as himself, which is great to see, isn't it? Tremendous performance. The clock was astounding, considering that the cloudburst that they had the day before, a really searching gallop, and it puts her right in the firing line for the Ark, doesn't it?
We've made her the 7-2 favourite for the Ark here at William Hill. Australia 4-1, Trave 9-2, See the Moon 6-1, Just Away 8-1, 12-1. I mean, it's a really classy looking third, isn't it, Mick? Do you think Togruta can go there and win that as well?
Well, 3-year-old fillies have got a great record in the Ark, haven't they? And I think they'll all be frightened of her if she turns up. I'm not even going to sort of hint at how to place this filly, but because Sheikh Hamdan's doing a great job himself, I'd give the Yorkshire Oaks a miss. It's hers for the taking if she wants it. But I'd just have a look at the track. In the fillies trial a couple of weeks before the Ark, give her a break till then. And although they might, they've got plenty of time to take the Yorkshire Oaks, skip the trip to France in 2 weeks before the Ark. Because she's proven, the one thing she did prove as well the other day at Ascot was that going right-handed's no problem to her, which is going to get in Longchamp. So they don't have to go and look at the track, because she's proven that. I was just wondering about going for the Yorkshire Oaks and then the gap to the Ark, but she doesn't seem to bother. Well, whichever way the route they take, they'll have her there in tremendous form, and given looking running a half decent draw, she's the one they've got to beat. And I don't care what Australia does in York, she's the one they've got to beat.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way, and the market reflects that. Of course, Togruta 7-2 favourite at the time recording for the Ark, and we very much look forward to that one in October. We'll move on then to some of Monday's action. We've got three races for you to discuss on Monday, all of those coming from Ayr. First race that we'll come to from Ayr is the 2:30 Class 5 contest. This one, 6 furlongs the trip, 9 runners down to go to post. What's caught your eye in this one, Mick?
Yeah, the three that have made the shortlist, I'll do them in race card order and give you the selection last. Jinky from the local yard of Linda Perrott, a former course and distance winner, has been in good form of late. Like most of Linda's horses, they are running well. And Joe Fanning has won on Jinky. And he did win at this meeting 12 months ago for a mark of 73. That was over the 5 furlongs trip. He's also got to winning form, course and distance winning form, over this trip. So the mark's not a problem. He's back in form, and no reason why he shouldn't give of his running again. Salvatore Fury, another one with a very solid form profile of late, won at Carlisle earlier this month, then a good second at Hamilton next time under the penalty. Bit below par at Hamilton next time, but a tough sort, and he can bounce back from that. But I'm going to give the vote to one of the three-year-olds in the lineup, and that's Bearskin from the Anderfield Yard with Pat MacDonald on form on board. Back to form the last twice, like his stable, they've suddenly hit form after a terrible first half of the year. Showed much improved form to get off the mark on soft ground at Ripon last time. Has gone up £8 in the weights, and the cheap pieces replace a visor. I didn't see much wrong with his attitude at Ripon. And he can make the £5 weight for age tell against his elders. That was an all-age handicap at Ripon, but with the soft ground, there was a lot of non-runners, and he ended up only beating one older horse. That's not his fault, but he did do it. So he made the weight for age tell that day. He can make it tell again. That was on soft, so if it rains, so much the better. But he has also got place form on good to firm. So whatever the ground turns out to be, I'm not too bothered. And I'm a fairly confident that Bearskin will give a good account of himself.
OK, then, Bearskin, the selection for Mick in that one. We'll move on then to the 3 o'clock from Air, which is the next race that we're going to come to. 5 furlong trip, this one, at Class 6 handicap. And Classian is the top weight for Jim Goldie. Been quite impressed with that horse this season,
yes.
Isn't he, Mick?
She ran up a hat-trick, didn't she, completing it at Hamilton last month. The winning run, she just turned out 2 days later. But a bit disappointing, only finished fourth. But back to something like it last time. Jack Garrity's been on board on two of the last three wins and showed that marks in the low 60s, not beyond her, when going down by a short head over course and distance last time. So, yeah, I think Classian looks the one to beat with her going so well for Jack Garrity. A couple who might be of interest, Saxonette, another one of the Linda Perrott Yard. Last win of Saxonette's came in a cellar this time last year, but she did win a course and distance handicap off a mark of 58 here as a three-year-old, and she's got Joe Fanning on board, and if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure Joe has won on her. If he hasn't, he's got plenty of experience of her. And the other one I mentioned who could well outrun its price is Greenbury, another one from the Anderfield Yard. Although it was beaten in the cellar last time at Catterick, is in form and shows plenty of speed in his races. So this trip may well suit. He's coming back to 5 furlongs here, and he may well outrun his price. He's going to go off at a big price, is Greenbury, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's not on the premises. But I do think Classian can get back to winning ways in the Air 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's hard to look past Classian in that one. Jack Garrity on board claiming 5, of course, which always helps. The final race that we'll come to then on the podcast is the 5 o'clock from Air Class 5 contest. This one, handicap over a mile. What's your thinking for this one?
Yeah, I think it's probably Push Me might be the safest option here. Ian Jardine's been amongst the winners. Push Me's knocking on the door, and she can run off the same mark of 72 when she was only beaten a nose in that red car contest won by Maiden Approach. She certainly deserves a change of luck and may well get it here. She won at Hamilton in May, but has actually improved on that on her last three starts in defeat. And I think she's on the upgrade, this filly. She's going to be very hard to beat. Tectonic is a course and distance winner, trained by Keith Dalglish. But the mark keeps creeping up for his consistent placed efforts, and he remains £5 higher than his last win. But at least, I suppose, it a bit of icing on the cake is he did disappoint last time, but it does mean that his mark has slipped back into the 60s. So now he's back in the 60s, he can get going again soon, but I don't think he'll win this. The other one I want to mention is another one, Linda Perrott's Dark Crystal, who's unbeaten at Air in 2 visits, 2 from 2. A bit disappointing last time at Hamilton, but that was under a penalty that she picked up for her last wet Air win. And she wasn't beaten far. I know she was only 6 of 9 or something, but she was only beaten about 3 lengths. And back at her favourite track, she looked sure to give it a good go back here under her last winning jockey, and that's Joe Fanning. Shouldn't be far away, Dark Crystal. Hopefully hit the frame, but I think Push Me will win it.
Okay, then a couple of selections there for Mick then. Push Me, the main selection, but also don't discount Dark Crystal, who does have winning form. It's Air. If you could just spin us through one more time, please, Mick, your selections for Monday.
In the 2:30, the six furlong handicap, I'm looking to Bearskin to back up that ripping win of 9 days ago. In the 3 o'clock, Classy Anne, already a course and distance winner and already a three-time winner this season. I hope she can make it four in that Air 3 o'clock. And Push Me deserves a change of luck, just going down by a nose last time and can run off the same mark here. So they're the three for Air on Monday.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Mick. The selections then from Mick Norton for the racing on Monday. Remember, you can hear it all on William Hill's Racing Radio. Racing from Air and Lingfield in the afternoon, Uttoxeter and Windsor the evening, and it's also the first day of the Galway Festival from Ireland. Thank you for tuning in to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.